But, you know, I think we've had a little discussion amongst the organization on hemp production. I think it's a very vibrant market. Kentucky has legalized industrial hemp a few years ago, as well as Wisconsin, I think, last year. I think it's something that'll be a growing market in Illinois. I'm not sure the adaptability of it as far as, or adoptability of it, because we don't have infrastructure in place in Illinois yet to handle all the different products that can be made out of it, the CBD oil, the seed production, and then the rope or, you know, your sisal production. So we really haven't got an infrastructure built, but it's good that, you know, the state recognizes it, and now we've got the permitting process in place. It was a first come, first serve. I have not seen any kind of data that said, you know, did they all those permits get used up yesterday when they announced that and opened the sign-up period or that. But, you know, I think it's something that guys are going to look at going forward, and it'll be an interesting new crop for Illinois.
For you then personally, is it kind of just a wait-and-see situation with all the things you just mentioned?
Yeah, and, you know, it is. I think I had some conversations with some landowners on the issue or the thoughts of producing industrial hemp, but I first, you know, those markets, they have some high returns right now, but I'm not sure they're ready for the next level of, if we have another 200,000 acres or 100,000 acres of production, which we don't have infrastructure built up. So it's kind of one of those delicate balances that I'm not sure I'm willing to, you know, for some of those costs, I've heard is upwards of $7,000 an acre for seed for the oil production in industrial hemp. So I'm not willing to invest that much money in something that I'm not sure they have an infrastructure yet. But I think that'll come, and it'll come very quickly. So maybe in a year or two.